The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full three-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support The Best Show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. All right. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, you like Star Wars?
What's that now?
You like Star Wars? I heard you say you saw it.
Yeah, I liked it. On the whole, I liked it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What a piece of grunt.
What's that?
What a piece of grunt that thing was.
Wait, Star Wars was a piece of grunt?
Yeah, yeah.
So you didn't like it?
No, I didn't. No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tell you what, you can read all about it in my review tomorrow.
In your review?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you wrote a review of Star Wars?
I did, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where might we see this review?
Well, you can see it tomorrow in the Newbridge Herald Times Republican Herald. That's where.
Oh, wait a minute. You write movie reviews for the Newbridge Herald Times Republican Herald?
I sure do.
Is this Jeff Traynor? I'm a huge fan of your writing. I've been a fan of the movie coverage over at the NRTRH for years.
No. Now, this is Bert Morrow.
Wait, Bert Morrow.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the guy who's been covering like this long time, the sports writer there forever.
That's correct, son.
Uh-huh. So, can I ask why you are reviewing the Star Wars movie and not Jeff Traynor? Because, I mean, it's a pretty huge film, and no offense, it's a pretty huge film to assign to somebody who's not the movie critic, but the sports reporter for the paper.
Oh, well, okay, first things first. I eat VoTech elementary school DJs like you for breakfast, all right?
Oh, okay.
That's and nice. B,
yeah.
Jeff had to go to the hospital for kidney stones or something, mm-hmm. So they assigned me to do it.
Uh-huh, well, The sensitivity in the way you said that was truly moving.
Oh, well, I guess it didn't make sense because, you know, you couldn't see the Roper hands I was doing.
I couldn't see the what?
The Roper hands.
Roper hands. What are Roper hands?
Oh, well, recall the TV program Three's Company?
Sure, yes.
Remember when Mr. Roper would do that bouncy hand gesture when he was talking about his tenant, Jack Tripper?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, that's called Roper hands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're in the entertainment business and you don't know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't know that was called Roper hands. I thought,
oh, yeah.
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 Well, so you, Bert Morrow,
yeah.
You didn't like the Star Wars movie, and this is all going to be in your review tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll read it, but can you give any reasons why you didn't like it?
Well, let's see. One, they really laid on the CGI or the digital airbrush, whatever that is, something fierce with Princess Leia.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she looks way more blastable than I've seen in these recent photos of her.
Okay.
And
okay.
Two.
Yeah, okay.
The closest these people come to any kind of space fighting.
Yeah.
Was when the Star Squad is in District 3 and they're trying to get to the Capitol.
Yeah.
And they get into a battle with those, what are they called, the mutts in the sewer system. I give them credit. That was scary. Full marks for that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, man, do not get me started on how high that kid from Cheers looks in all the scenes he's in. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's even wearing one of those hiding hats I see on these entertainment programs.
Okay, so the... Hey, Bert, I think...
What?
You there?
I'm here, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know how to tell you this, but I don't think, based on what you just said, that you actually saw Star Wars.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Uh-huh. I think you saw the new Hunger Games movie, Mockingjay Part 2.
Wait, what? What's it called?
Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2.
Hang on. Give me a second to Google this. Oh, no! Oh!
Hey. Bert?
What?
Are you okay over there?
Oh, damn it. I thought that was the broad who had the coke problem on the poster. What's her name, Carrie Fisher? All cleaned up and tight?
Uh-huh.
I figured she must be shooting some kind of, I don't know, space arrow or something.
A space arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Doesn't that broad have wings in Star Wars?
Can you stop saying broad, please, Bert?
Why?
Because it's really not cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not?
No, it's not.
Oh, this is with the people I hang out with. Anyway, go ahead. What?
Well, yeah. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Bert. Did you ever even see any of these Star Wars movies?
Of course I did. But just the one. Oh man, what's it? The one where what's she called? Chewbacca? Chewbacca smashes those ox bones with an ox bone and then throws the ox bone into the air?
Yeah.
What's it called? Star Wars 1 Operation Oxbone Toss.
And can I just ask, does the ox bone cut into a shot with a spaceship?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Bert, that's 2001, A Space Odyssey.
What?
You're smashing. What are you...
I can't believe this.
What are you...
Why does Hollywood have it in for me?
Hollywood has it in for you?
Yes! First they do the old bait and switch with MASH by not having anyone from the original movie in the TV show, and then this!
Uh-huh. Well, Bert, Gary Berghoff was actually in both the movie and the TV show.
I'm doing Roper hands again, son. He doesn't count.
Roper hands.
Yep.
Hate that.
No, you don't. You like it. No, I'm teaching you.
You know what that is, Bert? That's my new least favorite thing of 2015.
You hate Roper hands?
Yeah, you actually, at this late date, came up with the worst thing in 2015.
Well, you're welcome, as all those tweets people do say.
Uh-huh.
After they say something that they know is going to bother people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he doesn't count? Gary Berghoff doesn't count?
No, no, but I'll tell you what else. I stopped watching that show in 78, honestly.
Uh-huh. You stopped watching MASH in 1978.
I did.
Why?
Because I knew how it ended.
Hey, how did you know how MASH ended in 1978? It ended in, the early 80s. And, I mean, I know there was that one weird episode that only aired once.
What are you talking about? No, Hawkeye gets sent home from Korea. He becomes a screenwriter. He marries and then divorces that chick from Clute.
Oh, chick. Oh, well, I'm glad you're updating your terminology for women.
Hey, it's your house. I'm trying to accommodate you. You know, it's like taking when you have to take off your shoes at some Chinese person's house.
Not even touching that one.
Okay. Well, look. He meets the chick from Clute, and they both meet up in Beverly Hills, in this luxury hotel to decide what's best for their daughter, Kimberly, from Different Strokes.
Uh-huh. Well, Bert, yeah, I know you're describing the movie California Suite.
What?
Yeah, that's an Alan Alda movie. Do you know how movies even work?
Do you know how my fist works?
Oh, okay, so you're threatening me now.
No. Man, I didn't even want to review this damn thing. I don't give a rip about this space fantasy crap.
Uh-huh.
These dumb characters and their dumb catchphrases. May the force be with you. Oh, these Juan Kenzopi.
Wait, what was that?
What? Just these dumb lines from the Star Wars people.
What was that other one?
What?
You said, may the force be with you. And
I said, yeah.
I didn't
you
recognize.
Heard that?
I know, I've heard that. I didn't recognize the second one, though.
Yeah. These cans won Opie. These won cans Opie.
Like, these, what's the next word?
These wand. Cans Opie.
Okay, that's the character's name was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's not. No, I'm saying the line from the film. I've never seen it, but from what I understand, when what's his name? Luke Skywalker? Him, squat white robot.
Yeah.
And tall gold robot have stowed away on the Landau Clarician. Is that what it is? Is that three characters?
Keep going.
Land owl. The land owl.
No.
Clarice Ian.
Just keep going with this bird.
Anyway, they go on that, and they come across a shelf full of cans filled with these magic wands.
Yeah.
But the cans are protected by some kind of space force field.
Yeah.
And there's no way they can be opened.
Mm-hmm.
So Luke Skywalker, he turns to tall gold robot, whose nickname in the film is Opie, which is, of course, a nod to Ron Howard, who wrote the film.
He
exclaims, "Oh, these wand cans, Opie."
Okay, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, that's it, right?
No, that is so...
Do they reference that in that movie?
Uh-huh. No, that's stupid.
In any of the other ones?
In any of the other ones? No, they don't reference that. Just...
Return of the Oxbone Thrower? That's three, right?
You're so off target on this, Bert.
What's the one where the oxbone strikes back?
Bert, you're messing these things up so much. I cannot believe how stupid this whole thing is.
I think you're stupid.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure I know you're stupid.
No, you don't. I'm a published author.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely draws the line between who's stupid and who's not.
Well, look, truth be told, my book didn't do that great.
Mm-hmm.
Football Follies, the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I just explain what you could actually see in those VHS tapes you can buy.
Yeah, I could see how that might not translate as much, especially in this technology. When did the book come out?
It came out in the mid-80s.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'd have and then Jim Marshall picked up the football and he ran the opposite direction.
So you're just describing wacky football plays.
Yeah. The guy from Rice University was so upset that the other team was going to score, so he jumped off the bench and tackled the guy and then went back to the bench.
This is just
pretend like nothing happened.
But this is just written, though.
Written, yeah, no picture. I couldn't get photo rights. They jack up the prices on this crap.
Yeah, so that's why your book bombed. That's why your book bombed.
It didn't bomb, it tanked. Okay. Show me some respect.
You're right. Sorry, Bert.
Hey, speaking of football, though, I'll tell you what.
What's that?
I will review the hell out of this Will Smith film I saw the poster for. It comes out Friday.
Yeah, Concussion.
Wait, what's it called?
Concussion.
Oof. Okay, well, I'm certainly not going to review that.
Why not?
Hey, son, Don't tell anybody, but I'm firmly in the pocket of Big Helmet.
You're in the pocket of Big Helmet.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. See, I write slanderous, often wholly fabricated hatchet jobs on those who speak out on how dangerous football is.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, Commissioner Goodell, he pays me 50 G's a year to make the NFL look good in the paper.
Yeah, well, hey, Bert, you're aware you're on the radio, right?
What? Oh, my God, you've got to be kidding me. You're supposed to tell someone they're on record at the start of a conversation. That's the first rule of journalism.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think that's a rule I don't think that's a rule. That's not the first rule.
Sure it is. And I'll bet I know a lot of rules you don't, son.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like when you... Which is a flagrant recipe for dirty leg.
Yeah, I had to bleep all of that, Bert. Hey, Bert.
Yeah.
Where are you? I hear there's been so much glass smashing in the background.
A, that's none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
And two,
yeah,
I'm doing some last-minute Christmas shopping at that new outlet store. What's it called? You bet your glass it's glass, you glasshole. I'm really running up a tab here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm fuming so much.
That's the name of the store?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, how long have
you seen the commercials, right? You bet your glass it's glass, you glass hole. Now get your glass in here.
Yeah, the funny thing about that place is...
It's right next to the Donut Doctor.
Yeah, but it's in one of those stores that always goes out of business. You know, one of those places...
It is. They call it the Cursed Mini Mall.
Yeah. Always goes out of business.
Yeah, because that guy got his head blown off.
Yeah, that might have to do something. That might have something to do with it.
Who thought that cannon was actually fully functioning at the grand opening? We know now.
Yeah, I got. You know, I would say live and learn, but that does not apply to him.
No, it doesn't. No, unless there's some sort of head transplant you could do.
It's like learn and die.
Oh, I like that. I might call my next book that, Learn and Die.
Uh-huh.
It's about how our schools are failing us.
Sure. Learn. Okay. So you're coming up with the idea for your book based on a title.
That's how all the good rock bands do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, being for the benefit of Mr. Kite.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Lennon saw that somewhere. I don't know where he saw it.
On a poster.
They didn't have posters back in the 60s, you dip.
Sure, they okay.
No, he didn't.
That's the dumbest. You keep topping yourself, Bert.
I'm always topping myself. Oh, wait, I think topping means something else.
No, it means, okay, I'm being sarcastic saying you said.
I was being erotic.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I'm about to throw up.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What, Bert?
Oh, my God.
What?
Commissioner Goodell?
Yeah?
He must have heard this interview. Why didn't you honor the broadcaster's code and tell me I was on the air?
I'm not... Bert, don't pin this on me. You called me.
Oh, wait, man.
Wait, what's going on there?
He sent two of his goons to ice me.
To ice you?
Yes. Yeah. Bill Bentecourt and Lamar Kettleman.
Uh-huh. Wait, isn't Bill Bentecourt in a wheelchair?
Yes, he is. But it looks like Kettleman is going to shoot him through the storefront window.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's got a wheelchair catapult. They exist.
A wheelchair catapult? What?
Oh, man. You know, I got to say, that wasn't so bad. Hey, Bill. You dropped that football you were carrying.
So it clearly was why. Well, I guess that's it for Bert. Can't even remember. Bert Morrow, that guy. Oh, guess they're looking for a new sports writer and film critic. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.